Yeah. All right, let's jump out to the phones, hook up with Kerry Citrick from the Tempe Coalition. You can check them out online. It's tempecoalition.org. Also, give them a phone call, 480-858-2300. Kerry, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Andy. Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. So Kerry is part of the Coalition's Education and Outreach Opportunities. And I want you to help us understand a little bit better what that means.
Sure. The Tempe Coalition, the Education and Outreach Committee, is currently trying to connect local resources to parents and caregivers at their places of business. You know, everybody's busy, and especially with this COVID era, it's difficult to get parents to kind of show up to mental health resources and things, resource fairs and events like that. So we've recently reached out to one of our local energy companies, and we're able to connect some of our resources around workshops and trainings on anxiety, depression, and suicide, the topic of gender, and we're looking at doing more trainings around alcohol and just overall mental health awareness, cultural competency, and things like that. So far it's been pretty successful with the online workshops that we've conducted, and we're just looking to connect with more businesses so that we can bring mental health resources and wellness resources to people where we can more easily reach them.
Hi, Kerry. This is Mike Wilson. It's great to talk with you. My question is, you're trying to serve the youth and the caregivers. What's the biggest obstacle for some of these youth and these caregivers to reach out to you?
Everybody's just busy.
Right.
And so with busy schedules and, sports and after school activities and working parents, I think the biggest obstacle is just time. So we have so many great community resources. There's such a need and a call for action around mental health knowledge and awareness and being connected to those resources. And if they're unable to show up and learn about that, then that's what makes it difficult. So that's why we started doing the Lunch and Learns, where we can just go and bring these resources to their places of business so they don't even have to leave. They can just, show up with their lunch and eat and learn and be connected. So and similarly with the Link and Learns that we're now doing with, via Zoom and teleconference. It's been pretty successful. We've had a really good turnout rate and really good response in educating these parents around different resources and knowledge that they didn't have, weren't able to connect with before.
That's the voice of Kerry Citrick from the Tempe Coalition. Again, tempecoalition.org. Check them out online. Call them, 480-858-2300 if you're struggling in any way, shape, or form. Anxiety, depression, drugs, alcohol, these are the people to call. Reach out to them. Hey, let me ask you this, Kerry. Have you noticed any certain specific area that has spiked up more so than others? Like, is suicide higher? Is depression higher? Is anxiety higher with people? Have you noticed anything like that?
Absolutely. Everybody's struggling. This is a really difficult time, especially for our youth. Just being able to go to school and connect with others, it's just a totally different era right now. Even with my own kids, I notice, and with their friends, and it's just that isolation is just so devastating. So absolutely, anxiety, depression. I'm not sure about suicide rates, but the suicide rates for teens were already just horrendous, and so we've been focusing on that to begin with, but even more so now.
What can parents do? I mean, you talk about kids being home and the isolation and being away from their friends. I mean, I got two kids that are 20 and 15, and the 15-year-old missed going to school from a social standpoint. He didn't mind it from an academic standpoint because he could do the work on his own time, but what are some of those things that parents can do to, take them off the video game machine and take them away from the phones and just get them more active?
Absolutely. Well, and that's some of our resources that we have. For example, Not My Kid has some teen talks going on. They have summer camps that are virtual where you can just log in and for an hour and a half every day be connected to a group of teens, and it's fun and engaging. And again, with the opportunity to bring some of these resources to parents' place of work, they'd be able to learn about what all of these resources are. So I really encourage parents to reach out if they're interested in having us come talk about these resources to their place of business, and whether it be through the human resources department or employee interest groups, we can really get those resources out to you. But just in general, getting outside and trying to get some exercise, you know, all the basics, eat right, get some sleep. It's just incredibly important right now to stay balanced.
Carrie, how important is it for all of us to listen? And that includes parents in this equation, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Did you say how important is it to listen?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sometimes it's hard to see some of the silent battles that our children are struggling with. It's even more important now to really be present and see if there are any kind of red flags that might not normally show up because of the busyness of life. Now it's a good time to kind of slow down and, yeah, absolutely check in with your kids. Ask them point blank, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Is there anything, you know, I can support you with?
Yeah, I think, you know, just from my own experiences, I work with kids on a daily basis, teaching tennis to them, and I hang out with them a lot. And I have found that you have to figure out a way to motivate kids these days a little bit different than, let's say, myself back in the day when I was a youngster learning how to play the game. I was just incredibly motivated because I wanted to do what my brothers did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's something a lot different about today's kid than when I was growing up. Am I correct?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. And, you know, personally, I think a lot of it has to do with the technology. I get a lot of eye rolls over that, but
absolutely, I agree with you.
Major contributor to, I mean, just what we know about adolescent brain development and how it affects dopamine in the brain. And it's just harder for these kids to be engaged, even when they plug into technology for even an hour or two a day. But we know now it's much more than that. So
you know what's crazy, though, is, you know, we've got a kid at home that I'm telling you what, when we don't engage that much, you know, as a family. But I'm telling you what, you put that guy in a video game and I'm hearing things come out of his mouth that I've never heard before. So I guess it's like, if you're in your element or in your happy place, you're who you are. But how do we create that more so that you can just be that way with whatever you're doing, I guess, is the question.
Right. I think limiting the technology, I went to a recent webinar about how important it is if your children are on technology, that you have a break for, you know, if they're on for an hour, have a break for at least an hour so that the brain can really start to repair. So that would be, I think, step one is really moderating use with non-use. And then, get them engaged. Find out what it is outside of the house or, you know, in sports or music or even creative art things that they absolutely love and just, you know, immerse them in it as much as possible.
That's the voice of Carrie Citrick from the Tempe Coalition. Again, look them up online. It's tempecoalition.org. Call them if you're struggling in any way, to be honest with you. 480-858-2300. Carrie, let me ask you this. I know you said that things are working pretty well with the kind of the new normal where you're having to give people stuff, access to it online. Do you think that is this the new, like, is this what we're going to be doing from now on? And if not, is there like a little combination where, you know, they can come a little, you know, come in to see you guys as well as being online? Is that kind of the new norm?
Well, I would certainly hope not. I know a lot of people that think it is. I am trying not to believe that myself. So it has been really successful online. It's allowed people to access these resources at a time where they need it most. And it really is just as effective as in person. However, it's that connection that we really need. So, you know, as much as we are allowed to and can do it, yes, we will for sure have the in-person meetings and things like that and events wherever possible. Absolutely.
You know, Carrie, I come from the education world. I was a teacher for over 20 years. And, you know, there's many times with a student or a group of students that you just kind of have one of those moments where you're like, you know what, I'm doing the right thing here with these kids. On a personal level, right, have you had one of those moments when, you know, you've helped out a kid or a family or a caregiver where you just like, it just makes you feel good?
Oh, absolutely. I work in the mental health space as well, and so I have the privilege to help people through neurotechnology and coaching just become, you know, better versions of themselves and overcome adversity. And so, yeah, I have. And it's really an honor to work with the coalition as well, because, you know, even a greater diverse group of agencies and municipalities and professionals coming together for even a, you know, the greater cause, the bigger picture. So,
you know what I've found really unique and interesting about the coalition thus far is you have a person for everybody. And I think that that's right, a really important message for people to hear. Maybe they can't talk to you, Carrie, right? But maybe they could talk to Hillary, or maybe they can talk to Lauren. I think you have a bunch of different people, a bunch of different backgrounds where you have somebody to connect with everybody. Am I right?
That is the absolute key right there. Yes.
Well, I think what you guys are doing is absolutely fantastic. What do you see if, because you just said something to me a little bit ago about how you hope that this isn't the new norm. So how do you see us going back to a more normal life, I guess?
Herd immunity. I don't know. You know, I mean, we have the masks now. This is probably getting into a deeper political conversation here, but at some point I would think that we would have to go back. Like the flu, it'll spread through the community and hopefully people become immune to it, or they, you know, have a vaccine. And at some point I'm hoping that we will move on and be able to connect. It's so incredibly important for our immune systems and our mental health to be connected. You know, physical touch, hugs, high fives, you know, that is what keeps us healthy too. So
no, I hear you. I hear you. And you know what I've been trying to do to counteract that, and it's not the same, but I am trying to get outside as much as possible. And you know, you can get out there in nature, and obviously, you know, you're not going to hug it and things like that. But it puts my mind at a place of ease, I guess, is the point here. And I think that you have to find certain things that make you happy, whether it's something completely different than you're normal to. But you just have to. And I think that at the end of the day, what makes us really special as people in general is our ability to adapt to whatever's going on, right?
Correct. And when times are hard, the more resilient we become. So,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, so we got to ask you this, because we ask everybody, are you a sports fan at all?
I like to play sports, not so much watching sports.
So what do you play?
I'm a dancer and I like to hike and run.
So, hey, those are all good things. I like running. I have been a little on the shelf for the last 3 weeks or so because I kind of messed my knee up. But I didn't do anything structurally wrong, because I like to think I can play WebMD on myself a lot, right? So I've had enough happen to my knees throughout the years. I've had both of them reconstructed, and I just did something where I tweaked it really bad. And for about 3 weeks, I just got to be honest. I think my age kind of set in on me a little bit, and I had to slow things down for a little bit. But so you're pretty active then.
Yes, I try to be. And that's what keeps me balanced. I have to be outside every day as well, connecting with nature and getting some sun. It's so important for me.
What are some good hikes that you like? Give us some of your spots.
Oh, I like the Cubit Peak over at 40th Street and Shea. That's kind of my go-to.
See, I'm on Shea, but I'm a little bit up the road. I like going up to 124th, the Lost Dog area, and I do Sunrise Canyon a lot. So yeah, we're on the same road at least.
Right on. Yeah, I'll have to try those out. And Puyallup Peak. I haven't done Camelback for about 20 years, but that's next on my list.
Camelback is great, but the problem I have with Camelback, and even still, it's going to be crowded. So I don't know what it is, but everybody loves to go do Camelback. And I will say this. I think Camelback is the best workout of all of them for some weird reason. It absolutely kicks my butt every single time. It doesn't matter. But it's always crowded. And right now, in this time, we're trying to find places that aren't crowded, right?
Yes, that's why I like the Cubit Peak hike.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a good one. Hey, just another quick question. I'm since you said the outdoors and things like that, are you disappointed with the fires that are happening here? I mean, we have enough going on in the world. We don't need the fires too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I went down to Tucson a few weekends back and was trying to go hike down there and couldn't do it. So that was disappointing. And then on the way back, noticed that the other mountain range was on fire. So yeah, really scary.
It is. And it's like, you know, you can see that stuff in the distance and you're like, wow, it's really not that far away. So definitely need to be careful about that. Do you follow any of the local teams like Coyotes, Cardinals, Suns, or D-backs?
Not so much follow. I do like to go to the sporting events.
But, so yeah. So if you have a team, who's your team?
Well, I come from a hockey family, so I'd have to say Coyotes.
Okay, good. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, good deal.
Native.
You're a rare species out here, you know?
I am.
Because I'm not born and raised here, but I definitely call this place home. It's been my home for 25 plus years now, so. But most people come from somewhere else, but hey, it's always good. And you know what? I'm lucky in that sense too, because my girlfriend is a native too. So you know what? Every now and then you can find them, Mike. There are natives here.
There you go. I probably went to high school with her.
There you go. Exactly. So, hey, can you do us a favor? Give us a final word for the coalition. And we really appreciate you taking time with us, Carrie.
Absolutely. I would just, again, encourage anybody who's interested in having any of the community resources come to your place of business to do or do a link and learn virtually on any of our mental health and wellness topics. Please give me a shout. We'd love to come and educate and provide those resources for you so you can feel better, be better, and support the youth of Tempe.
It's extremely important, the job that you guys are doing. We can't thank you enough, Carrie. Unbelievable what the Tempe Coalition is doing. TempeCoalition.org to check them out online. You can call them 480-858-2300. Aren't you happy I didn't use your phone number for that, Carrie? Hey,
that
you
would have been okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, have a wonderful day. We look forward to continuing to learn about you and talk to you and get more educated on what the coalition does. So thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Have a great day.
Yep. Carrie Citrick from the Tempe Coalition.